Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Stoic. Each weekday, we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, something to help you live up to those four Stoic virtues of courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. And then here on the weekend, we take a deeper dive into those same topics. We interview Stoic philosophers. We explore at length how these Stoic ideas can be applied to our actual lives and the challenging issues of our time. Here on the weekend, when you have a little bit more space, when things have slowed down, be sure to take some time to think, to go for a walk, to sit with your journal, and most importantly, to prepare for what the week ahead may bring. You know, I think the first podcast I ever did, or first or second, was Jordan Harbinger's show. He reached out to me. He's been doing this forever. He's put in his 10,000 hours plus. That's why he's one of the best interviewers of our time. I love listening to Jordan Harbinger's show, and I'm so glad he's today's sponsor. He's interviewed like a bazillion heavy-hitting guests, from Russell Brand to Seth Godin, Matthew McConaughey, Linda Carroll, Jack Schaefer, Scott Galloway, Peter Diamandis, Adam Grant, Leah Remini, Rob Dyrdek, George Raveling. He's a great host of a great show. I have a ton of fun every time we chat. You can listen to my episodes with him or check out jordanharbinger.com/start for some episode recommendations, or you can search the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's Harbinger on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Great dude, great show. Check it out. Hey, it's Ryan. Welcome to another weekend episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. It is pretty nuts. I am holding it in my hand, an actual finished, full, ready for consumption copy of my new book, Courage is Calling, the first in my four Stoic Virtue series. I'm doing Courage first, then Temperance, then Justice, then Wisdom. But it's crazy to me. I conceived of this book like on a walk in the park with my kids like 2.5, 3 years ago, and now it's real. It's a book, and you can pre-order it, dailystoic.com/pre-order. But in today's episode, I wanted to bring you an excerpt of one of my favorite chapters. Actually, the title of the chapter is from this great band I love called Joseph. It's these three women, and they have a great song called White Flag. And they have one of the lyrics is a burn the white flag. It says, I could surrender, but I'd just be pretending. No, I'd rather be dead than live a lie. Burn the white flag. Burn the white flag. And sometimes when I'm writing chapters, I try to think of like little homages, little things I don't tell people about, but maybe it's tapping into something. Maybe they do remember the song, they have heard the lyric. Sometimes it's just a little inside joke to myself. But anyway, the title of this chapter in part three of Courage is Calling, page 253 of the book. Anyways, I'm giving you an excerpt from the audiobook, which I recorded here in my sweltering office in Bastrop, Texas a few months ago. And if you listen to audiobooks, well, this is a sample of what to come. If you read books, you're just listening to this podcast, also a sample of what's in the book itself. Here is the first excerpt that I've given publicly of the new book. And again, I just wanted to give you this little hint of how I write, which is I usually will listen to a song on repeat. And so I don't remember when I first heard this song. Maybe it was on the radio. Maybe I heard it in a video or something. Maybe Spotify recommended it. But anyways, I've listened to the song hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. That's just how my weird brain works. And it helped inspire this chapter, which is about not only not giving up, but refusing to be beaten and refusing to quit on something you believe in, which I think is an integral part of courage and what I wanted to talk about in today's episode. So here's an excerpt from the new book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave, which you can pre-order now at dailystoic.com/pre-order. And as it happens, one of the pre-order bonuses is a Spotify playlist of all the songs I listened to while writing the book. So here we go. I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out high highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorn.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You must burn the white flag. Endurance is one thing, refusing to surrender is another. There is a story about Epictetus under torture by his master who expected him to beg him to stop, but instead, Epictetus calmly warned him over and over and over again that his leg was about to break. Finally, it snapped. "What did I tell you?" he said. It was this commitment, this perseverance that transcends simple endurance. Epictetus could not, would not allow his spirit to be broken. He would not give in to bitterness or hopelessness. And that's how he eventually survived 30 years of slavery and exile to boot. Cato not only refused to surrender to Caesar as he fought to preserve the Roman Republic, he demanded that no one ask for mercy or clemency on his behalf, because that would mean he had been beaten, that he had been conquered by the forces of tyranny, and that was not the case. This is what a hero does. They burn not only the boats behind them, but the white flag too. Emmeline Pankhurst, in her famous Freedom or Death speech, inspired by Cato and his own resistance, outlined this kind of commitment. As long as women consent to be unjustly governed, they can be. But directly, women say, "We withhold our consent. We will not be governed any longer so long as that government is unjust. Not by the forces of civil war can you govern the very weakest woman. You can kill that woman, but she escapes you then. You cannot govern her. No power on earth can govern a human being, however feeble, who withholds his or her consent." We understand that while there may be some situations that call for tactical retreat, we never, ever surrender. They can count you out. They can throw you in chains. They can confiscate your property. They can humiliate you in the press. They can attack you in court. They can throw the full weight of their corporate resources at you. They can banish you to a rock in the middle of the ocean. They can take a lot away from you. But as long as you're alive, they can't make you quit. Rioters burned the bus that the Freedom Riders came in on. And you know what the riders did? They boarded the next bus. They got stitched up in the hospital and kept going because they had something they were fighting for. "If you see the president," Grant told a reporter as he bore down on Lee, "tell him for me that whatever happens, there will be no turning back." He wasn't sure he could win, but he was saying, like the Spartans, that he was going to come back with his shield on it. No one can truthfully promise victory. So what Grant was pledging was to give everything that was possible for him to give, including his life. Stoics belittle physical harm, but this is not braggadocio, James Stockdale wrote. They are speaking of it in comparison to the devastating agony of shame they fancied good men generating when they knew in their hearts that they had failed to do their duty vis-a-vis their fellow man or God. It is from the soul that the hero draws their real power. It's not about who has a bigger army, the better weapons, or who has the stronger case or the bigger budget. The one who won't ever quit will still be the winner, if not now, then later, if not in this life, then in the next. There is an old Latin saying, if his legs fail, still he fights on his knees. Still, they will rise, even if that's not literally possible. Churchill wasn't sure that Britain could hold out. Nobody could have been. He was sure about how he would respond if the Nazis came. "What should we do?" his daughter-in-law asked. "Nothing is stopping you from getting a carving knife from the kitchen," he told her. "Nothing can stop you from taking a few of the bastards out with you." No one is saying they can't eventually beat you, only that surrender is a choice. Quitting on your cause, that's on you. resistance unto whatever you've got left to give. Hemingway reminds us that while it is certainly possible to be destroyed by life, by the enemy, by a bad break, no one can defeat us. That's our call. That's in our power. And it only happens when we give up. The only way to lose is to abandon your courage. Defeat is a choice, and the brave never choose it. My newest book, Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave, is now available for pre-order. We've got a bunch of amazing bonuses. You can get signed copies, of course. I'm so proud of this book. General Jim Mattis has called it a superb handbook for crafting a purposeful life. Matthew McConaughey called it an urgent call to arms to each and all of us. I do hope you check it out. It's my first in the Four Virtues series, Courage, Temperance, Justice, Wisdom. Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. If you want to pre-order it, I'd really appreciate your support. Go to dailystoic.com/pre-order. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it pop biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.